It's Relationship Rehab. Other people's problems. Your advice. Call now. 321-0931 to help.
We got an email from our buddy Shane who says this. Hey, Marco and Krista, I love listening to you guys with my kids every single morning here in Madison. Not sure if that helps or not. I'm having a bit of a problem now, and I could use some of you or your listeners' help.
Okay.
My wife has decided to go full-on vegan. I'm talking, is it quina? Quina? How do you say that? Q-U-I-N-O-A-O-A. I'm not a vegan.
I think it's quina.
Quina. And I don't know what this is. A Marineth vegan? So it must be, it's high-class vegan.
Jeez.
If you're a vegan, maybe you can call us and let us and educate us. We would love to know that.
Or quinoa. I think it's quinoa.
Quinoa, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, most of her past diet fads haven't been a big deal, but this one is different. She's trying to force me and our kids to go vegan, too. It's ridiculous. I'm all for living healthy, but I'm a grown man who should be able to eat a chicken sandwich if I want. Also, taking away my kids' chocolate milk seems cruel because they love it. She wants to be a vegan, fine, but don't drag me and the kids into your fad diets. How can I convince her to stop roping me and the kids into her ridiculous new age garbage? So it sounds like Shane is not a fan. And listen, he's got a point in the fact that if you want to do something, that's awesome. You want to go vegan and change your life and all the things that come with that. But when you say, you know, hey, everyone's going to do it, is that right for one family member to make all the family members go through something? On the other side of that, if you're buying groceries together, you're going to buy your stuff and then all of a sudden do a whole, you know, it's going to be super expensive to then, you know, buy your vegan diet and then get everybody else something else. So there might be a monetary thing here as well. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to double your grocery bill if you don't all go in together. So,
and my motto is mama cooks the dinner, so that means you're going to eat what I cook.
So you're the food tyrant.
I'm the food tyrant.
Nazi. You
make what I put on the table.
No, I get that. And listen, my parents did the same thing. Listen, we're having chicken. If you want to have something else, we made this. But I mean, if I don't know if it's vegan and it's just they've taken away the chocolate milk, what do you, I mean, are you for that? What would you say to it? He's listening right now. Sheena is here.
I would not force that to make my whole family get on board just because this is my choice for myself. I mean, I would try to get them to eat it. At least I would ask, could you just please try?
Yeah.
But I would never like force them to you know, continue to do something that they don't believe in. I don't want to be selfish about it. But again, if I made that damn dinner, you're going to eat it too. So,
right.
I don't know.
Well, which one? Because if you made a vegan diet, because if you're the one cooking, right, and you're the one who wants to go vegan, you're going to make vegan stuff. So does that apply? Does the old, I cooked it, you got to eat it? Because if that's a vegan thing, then your family.
Well, it's a vegan thing. Again, I at least I would want them to try it first before they're like, no, I'm not eating that. Because at least if they try it, then, you know, at least they tried. But and if they don't like it, then that would be my thing. I would just have to make something extra besides, you know, for myself.
Sure. So 321-0931. Maybe you're going through this, or maybe this happened to you, or maybe you have some advice. He's listening now. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who is this?
Hi.
Hey, my name's Alex.
Alex, thanks
you know what?
Yeah, thanks for calling.
I am. Yeah, yeah. I'm totally with Shane. I mean, his wife's crazy.
She's crazy.
No, now look, no, because first of all, Shane's an adult, right? So
right.
He should make his own decisions. But honestly, yeah, you know, I understand teaching kids to eat healthy, but if you force them into this and you take away some special things like treats, like chocolate milk or something, they're going to resent her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or resent being a vegan.
And that's not going to make them healthier.
At least if it's not, you know, if you're not going to resent mine, they'll definitely resent the diet itself for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not teaching them to eat healthier.
Well, what do you think Shane should do? Should he just say, we're not doing it? I mean, obviously, you don't want to cause a problem. And you know the old saying, happy wife, happy life, so.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think, I mean, the first conversation probably has to be just the two of them. And he has to sit down and say, look, you know, I'm a big boy. I'm going to eat what I want, even if it's out of the house. Then the next thing is she needs to be open to sitting down with the kids and say, look, mommy wants to try something. What do you think? And maybe she can negotiate. Say, okay, we'll try some of this, but the kids still get chocolate milk. I mean, there's got to be a negotiation here. It can't just be all or nothing. You're all changing your life because of me now, because that is going to bomb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do like the give and take thing, you know.
Yeah.
We'll do this, try this. That's a good idea. He's listening right now. So appreciate your call, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy.
All right, you too. 321-0931. Let's get to Jillian this morning. Hey, Jillian.
Hi, yes. I was saying that is something I would never, ever, ever do to my kids or my husband. That's a choice.
Yeah.
Right. So
you should do that. You know, if you want to do that, absolutely, go for it. And I'm all about being healthy. But kids, you know, that could scar them. You know, they want to eat something later in life, and they're scared because mama said no. Right. So I really would say no to that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you got to think about your children. But if you're, you know, obviously she's, and we don't know because we have an email here. It would be great to talk to her. Right. But maybe she thinks this is the healthiest thing and the best thing for the kids, you know. But
does she understand that all diets need fat and salt?
Yeah.
So you shouldn't take all of that out anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know either.
Yeah. Listen, my daughter has
all diets need, because your body needs that. You know, you burn off your sulfur sweat, so you need to replace that.
Yeah.
And fat is, there is good fat.
Yeah.
There's not always a bad fat. There's good fat, too.
True. Very true. Oh, well, thank you for listening. We really appreciate the call. He's actually listening right now, so good advice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jillian.
Bye, honey.
We're actually going to talk to a vegan here. This is exciting.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
This is Steve. Hey, Steve. What's up?
Hey, guys.
So you're like a real live vegan.
Family went vegan about 4 years ago, and the benefits have been extraordinary. I had a pretty bad disease that got reversed. Haven't had any flare-ups in 4 years. And, you know, the food industry is behind all this junk being so good for you and, you know, everything like that. I mean, if you look at the statistics, I mean, you can change your life in 21 days on a vegan diet when it comes down to cholesterol and all this other stuff. I'm not sure where she's coming from, but...
Well, let me ask you, Steve, you had to change because of a medical thing, but the question is really, if you, let's say you have a wife and two kids, would you make them also change and be like, you guys are doing this, we're all going to do this together?
Well, we all decided to do it together, but I guess what I would do is, I'm not sure, I didn't hear the whole thing, is she going vegan because of the PETA thing, or is she going vegan for health?
Health.
And it's kind of a fad thing. She's tried some other diets, so that's why Shane's not really sure she's going to stick with it, so.
I mean, there's definitely huge benefits. I didn't go because of my disease. The doctor said nothing can change.
Yeah.
But because we did this, it changed everything, but I would say, you know, why can't the families of husband and the children do something occasionally without the mom out to eat or something like that and do whatever they want to do? But when it comes down to cooking at home, you know, eat what mom puts on the table.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So hopefully she goes out there. Now, keep in mind, that vegan, I know a lot of vegans that I like to call carbitarians. You know, sugar and white flour and all that stuff is vegan as well. So there's still a lot of junk you can have. That the food industry says it's fantastic for you, you know.
Right. Well, listen, thank you for calling. We really appreciate that, Steve.